Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, only like three of us here. What's happening? Me, Owen, and Sass were very far apart. Hello, it's the Yak.
Hello.
All right, so my hypothetical, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Wait till everyone gets in for some other stuff. I was thinking about this, was thinking about this randomly the other day. Let's flash forward 10 years, okay? So you're 30, I'm 46. I've moved back to Chicago. I'm living just a normal life, probably retired, hopefully. Knock on wood, retired. Sass is the biggest stand-up comedian in the world.
I don't know about that. Retiring after tomorrow.
You're selling out. What's he pointing to? What is he pointing to? Oh, KB late. Yeah, he doesn't know that KB's always late. You're selling out the United Center.
Who the fuck pointed about that?
You're selling out the United Center in Chicago. And I text you, and I'm like, hey, man, I'd love to come to the show.
Yeah.
Do you give me a ticket, or do you give me a spot in the green room before the show to hang?
I'd probably just send you a link to buy the tickets.
Will you remember me?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. I was actually this is actually something that I went through in my brain.
Yeah, I would give you a spot in the green room.
Love it. Okay, that's all I want. Just hang out. I probably won't even go to the show. I just want to have the
rapidly
spot in the
green losing room. My interest in doing stand up.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because the only reason I wanted to get into stand up was because I wanted to do live comedy, and then now we're planning out all these big live shows.
Right.
So it's
without
like
big me. Might not be the right word.
Well, we're thinking about doing one out in Boston. That's pretty big.
The squeeze out shows.
No, we were actually thinking about inviting you.
Oh, thank you.
The only thing that we were saying was, like, we were talking about this yesterday, and we were saying for the New York one, we were like, should we may as well just invite Big Cat and just have it be a Yak live show? No, so, like, seriously, but I was like,
we put our heads together and came up with that.
Me and Owen were talking about this, and I was like, well, the thing is, if we were going to do that, we may as well have just gone to, like, an actual venue.
Right.
If we were going to do it, because I feel like we could sell way more tickets.
Right.
Obviously.
Right. So what are we going
to
do?
I don't know. It's up to you. If you want to come, you can come.
Where would the first option be? Caroline's?
No.
Oh.
But I was saying, like, if we were, I said to Owen, I said if Big Cat was going to come, we may as well have just done Caroline's.
And what was the first option? Just somewhere.
We're doing like a bar.
Oh, okay. I don't have to come. I would love to come.
Yeah, you can come.
You know me.
I don't care.
I think we should like do the to be act. Invited.
Yeah.
Let's just do the Yak.
Let's go back to the
I agree.
The
if we do live
bar.
Shows, we might as well just make it the Yak live show.
It would be fun.
The smartest move. No downsides to that. Except less of the limelight for us.
Yeah.
But I could also, we could also do it, and then I could just not come.
Wear one of those, like, wear like a dead mouse or marshmallow helmet.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do that? Why don't we just say the Yak, the whole Yak, and then I'll just be like, yeah, I can't make it.
Well, Brandon's definitely not going to come.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Unless we do, maybe the Yak is the pre-show to the Brandon Walker College football show.
To wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling not turns a podcast. Into strictly a live show.
It's not a podcast anymore. It's on hiatus, but also doing interviews.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, basically what the reasoning is that like if I wanted to get to a point where I could do like Caroline's in stand-up, it would take me like 10 years to do that.
I don't think that's true. I think you could sell out Caroline's right now.
But would I want to
You're
do
at
that?
The point
that's
that
a different question. But you, but
I don't want to do Caroline's alone.
Able to? You absolutely could sell. Well, if they did 18 plus,
yeah,
not 21 plus, maybe 14 plus, you could sell out Caroline's right this second.
Yeah, but I don't think I would be able to do Caroline's.
Like, you don't have enough material?
No.
But what, like, I never understood why can't you just do your material and then just do it again?
Just run it twice.
On loop. Yeah. Yeah.
You like those jokes?
When I listen to a song I love, I listen to it sometimes 4 to 6 times in a row.
It's like in football when a team comes out and they have a great script for their first 15 plays. Just run it again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing.
I'm doing a show tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
quite nervous.
It sold out.
Yeah.
And where is it? It's sold out, so
I don't remember where it is. Some rock hall.
You should figure that out before you go.
Yeah.
How many comedians?
4.
And you are what order?
The top of the lineup.
First?
I don't know if that means
last.
I'm first. I don't think it usually... I think they kind of just decide that when you get there.
Got it. And how many minutes are you going to do?
I think 10.
You got it? You ready?
No, not at all.
Why?
Just am not. This actually... It reminds me, this is the first time I've felt like I was in, like, high school again, like, trying to scribble down, like, homework answers, like, 10 minutes before class.
Well, let's work one out right here.
I have jokes, but, like, I did a open mic on Monday, and it was just, like, there was 3 people there, so it was, like, you don't really have a good understanding if the jokes suck or not.
What if you just played the best videos of Son of a Boy?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Why can't you?
I'm just going to pull up funny TikToks.
Yeah. pull up Louis C.K.'s best set.
Or the top 5 dance hall compilation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should actually. Fuck that would actually be a great comedy show if you pulled up Louis C.K.'s best set and then you stopped it after every joke and explained why it was funny.
I wouldn't despise that.
I actually think that would be kind of entertaining. What? We got a dog in here. What kind of dog? Oh, no. Beeman.
Need it or keep it.
No, Beeman doesn't like those dogs.
No.
Is that a doodle? A lot of post-party vibes going on in the office today.
Yeah.
The up fronts yesterday. Damn, are you guys as hungover as I am?
We weren't invited.
What does afties mean?
What does it mean? It's when you just party somewhere afterward.
I didn't do...
You
during
banging lines.
I left right after I spoke.
Were you guys banging lines?
Of advertising dollars,
fuck yeah.
Anything go on? Anything happen?
I feel like advertising and coke go hand in hand.
I literally just showed up. I did the 2 things I had to do speaking wise and I left. But Wallo, like, he's so good at public speaking, he obviously didn't write anything down. And like 5 minutes in, he just started doing shout outs to everyone. It was awesome. He's like, shout out E Money.
Was E-Money present at the venue?
She was present.
E-Money's
this
there.
This is an interesting thing that's happening
right now. What is this?
Now.
Something's
so
going on.
So Francis J. Fleming is back in studio, or back in office today.
And he's doing a soda review directly in front of the Axe.
This is a power play, a power struggle that is going on right now. On Tank Thursday, he's standing right in front of the Axe studio doing a soda review. Oh, waving at Roan. Roan, will you wave back? Mountain Dew. He came up to me and was like, is the trial today? I was like, as your lawyer, I have not prepared anything, so we'll have to do it next week. He kind of gave me a slumped over, well, it's been 4 weeks. And I was like, well, you told me you weren't going to be here today. And then he came, and now this is actually, I actually very much appreciate what Frank is doing right now. This is the Cold War between the Yak and Frank the Tank is doing a sit-in. Yeah, he really is.
He's stealing the show. We're talking about Big Bank Take Little Bank.
This is incredible.
Is this a that's a new that's a new camera, right? He upgraded.
He's had it for like 4 weeks,
and
5 weeks.
I don't think we ever signed anything to be in this soda. He's got to get permission, right?
Yeah. Release forms.
And who's that jabroni?
Quick, draw a swastika on the back of this. Yeah.
Draw Doug's as a rapist.
Roan, how was your set last night?
Bad.
PFT explained it to me that it was you guys essentially became... Well, he explained what happened, and I... you guys essentially became the guy with the guitar in the corner of a Potbelly's during lunch hour.
Yeah, or like a really, really crowded like sports bar while the game's on. It's like nobody wants to hear the fucking guy playing Wonderwall in the corner, yeah. And we were maybe.
Well, what else was going on that was a distraction or a nuisance?
Well, everybody else had given their speeches, and when the speeches were done, Roberge came on stage. Roberge was supposed to do three songs, and Roberge was like, he even sensed that there were sharks in the water.
Swedish DJ
from OAR, bro. Show some goddamn respect, Mark Roberge.
Have some culture.
Have some fucking respect, bro. You never listened to Crazy Game of Poker?
Have, yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
But Roberge was supposed to play three songs. He got out of there after his second song. You could tell that it just wasn't the crowd for it because everyone had just gone back to mingling, selling, meeting the barstool personalities. We were very much background music. We would have been better served like playing like a stand-up bass, just like plucking some moody jazz for the room or something like
shit.
That. Some mood music.
You should have gone first.
Yeah, you should have opened.
Yeah, we should have fucking opened.
Damn.
It's
That's such a terrible feeling to be like talking and then have everything going on and just no.
Did you play new shit?
We kind of played like a new verse to a song. It was actually way better for me because there was like no stress to perform well because no one gave a fuck. You could just kind of rip
I remember it. Eiffel 65, the first time they played Blue at a venue. Yeah. No one fucked with it. The dance floor just fled. They fled the scene.
Right.
And they didn't let that discourage them.
And then what happened?
They went fucking platinum.
We could have played our Blue.
Where was there at least a couple people who were locked in?
I think Kelly Keegs was showing
nice,
love.
Nice, nice.
Fran was up there showing love. I think Brianna and Rhea, the gals, were probably up there showing love.
Kelly Keegs is your Penny Lane?
It was it was definitely a humbling experience, but in a good way. I thought it was a great event. I thought that it was...
Beeman!
I schmoozed hard. Beeman!
Beeman!
Don't fucking play us, Beeman!
There's a doodle in here. I wanted to let her know.
Fuck.
Wasn't she supposed to have lunch plans today?
Yeah.
Today?
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Ron. That sucks.
It doesn't suck. It actually is fine. And I can take a hit.
Someone brought a golden doodle. It's upstairs. So if you could go strangle it, kill it. Yeah, kill the dog. Thank you. I mean, you hate him.
Babe, talking to the mic. Talking to the mic.
She just said she wants him all dead.
Talk to the mic real quick. You want him all dead?
When would you like to have your date with KB?
Destiny, we're calling him.
Wait, talk to the mic.
Have some
also, I noticed
respect.
That you tagged people last night. You didn't tag me. That's okay. I guess I didn't present.
My phone died.
Oh, really? Because you tagged the presentation after me.
No, it died.
Right, but you...
Tagged the presentation after.
I didn't take a picture of you, gonna be honest.
You don't have to defend
yourself.
It hurt
my feelings. It hurt my feelings. Fine. It's totally fine. It hurt my feelings.
Speaking of me and KB's date... He just DM'd saying, I'm so lonely, I hope someone comes through.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa.
I did. But it was in response to you.
Yes.
Wait, what was the response to you?
I posted an Uber screenshot of it.
This picture of like his Uber screenshot of his story, and it has his address. And I said, KB, did you just give your address out? And he said, I'm so lonely, I hope someone comes through.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just playing, you know. Yes. There'll be more of that tomorrow.
So,
whenever. Whenever we.
Yeah, when do you want the date to be? I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so maybe next week.
I'm not either.
Okay.
Yeah
you take Fridays off. That's right.
I forgot.
No, I'm going to see my family this weekend.
So you take Fridays off.
Take Fridays. Yeah.
But it's been like scheduled. Last week I just didn't.
Oh, so we call that a mincy. How long has it been scheduled for?
Before you got hired.
Before COVID?
Like 2 months. No, like 2 months. I'm going to the Browns game this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Against the Bears.
Yeah.
You should up forward afterwards.
What?
Forward nightclub?
Nightclub.
Oh, maybe I will.
I'll talk to Dante.
Yeah.
Hook you up.
Cool.
All right, so next week, the date?
Yeah, sure. What do you like for lunch?
I'm a big just salad gal.
Okay. No. That's like a regular
but
lunch.
I also don't really get lunch much around here, so I don't know.
Okay, yes. So we also changed it. So initially it was going to be you guys sitting out there, us doing the show. It's actually going to be you guys doing the show, us sitting out there.
I like that better.
You like that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Let's like each write out questions for each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I can come prepared. I might break sobriety for this.
Whoa.
Really fall off the wagon.
He comes blacked out to his date. Okay.
More out of necessity.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you need to do that? You're just fine yourself.
Drunk.
You don't have to be drunk.
Yeah, I just feel
you are.
Like, I just feel like I have to be.
Yeah.
To hang out with me.
No, to
it's
be yourself.
It's not on you.
Yeah.
Beeman.
Okay, so thank you, Rachel. Go kill that doodle, please.
On it.
All right. Nice. Rachel's about to go kill a dog. What, your fifth of the week?
I don't really hate that.
Fifth of the week.
KB's into that.
Yo, KB, I think you got a shot, bro.
Yo, bro, I think there's a fucking after those five DMs, electric.
After those DMs.
Should we... Does she have a boyfriend?
That was a horny DM.
I think so.
She has a boyfriend. We should invite her boyfriend to come hang with us while you do the date. Yeah.
That would be funny.
You won't joust against the dude for her love?
I'm so lonely. I hope someone comes through.
It wasn't my actual address. It was like a hip spot in Soho that I wanted people to think.
Why was it Uber that much?
It may have been like a... I don't know, an error.
Hmm.
I didn't take it, obviously.
Right.
$74.
No, big cat.
Could have got a Dyson cordless vacuum for that price.
I can
Dysons are way more.
Dyson cordless?
Dysons are 200.
Dyson cordless. Yeah. I bet you I can cop one for $75.
Stop, bro. You get a warranty on it or no?
I bet you. Fake one. I could.
You could get a knockoff.
Warranty?
We're not talking about warranties.
Well, I mean, I'm asking you. They asked you that on the way out.
I'm just saying I could cop a Dyson cordless vacuum today.
Could not.
I just had a registry. Don't tell me about Dysons.
No chance. No chance.
What are you talking about, bro?
Are vacuums expensive?
Yeah. Dysons. Mm.
Dysons.
If you want a Dyson.
Yeah.
Not as expensive as a blender.
No,
Owen knows. Owen knows what I'm talking about.
Probably more expensive than a blender.
You think?
Yeah. And blenders were very expensive.
How big are we talking? Are we talking one of those hand vacuums, or are we talking like an actual vacuum?
I think it's got to be an actual vacuum.
A full it's not a vacuum. You're talking about a dustbuster, a dirt devil, if it's not a full vacuum. Stand up.
Yeah, you're doing dirt devil's talk. Look at that. $400.
Stop, bro.
Shut up.
$400.
The blenders were like $800.
It's undomesticated as.
Damn.
And that's just the fucking rinky-dink one. Yeah. The real Dyson is more than a car.
You can't you can't get a Dyson.
You have to lease one.
Yeah.
You get a 3-year lease on one.
Lease a Dyson.
Just put money down on a Dyson. Fuck.
I like that
I'm
flannel.
I'm going to have to go out and cop a Dyson today.
I was trying to dress like
nice
you.
Flannel.
I was trying to I'm building a shell for the wintertime so I can bulk appropriately.
Where's Nick?
He's in West Virginia.
For
a wedding.
Dude, this guy's got too many friends.
I know.
Like, no, he's at the first wave of weddings in his life. Like the 28, 29 phase, there's like a wave of weddings then, and there'll be another wave of weddings around
like 32,
his,
33.
Yeah.
It's weird because Kyle hasn't had any.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought y'all were...
I went to Marina's.
Yeah. She invited everyone.
Not us.
What, wait, how old is Nick?
I have one in November.
Yeah, so he is in that first phase. Fall weddings. What are they doing, bro?
They broke or what?
I don't think a fall wedding could be pleasant.
Now with football, I mean, you're...
That's true.
You are... you went to Penn State.
Hey, I didn't
you're a football guy.
Yeah. I went to Penn State and the Eagles game.
No, I was saying you went to Penn State.
Oh, well, yeah. I graduated from Penn State.
Right. And the Eagles game. I got my diploma
grad school.
From the Eagles game.
Yeah, MBA. Post-grad.
Wait, you went to the Eagles game?
Yeah.
No, we went to the tailgate. And we watched it at my friend's house.
You may as well have been there.
We were in the shadow of the stadium.
It is a fun tailgate.
Tailgates, but, awesome. I mean, the ideal game day is just tailgating and then going to the bars, not even attending the game.
Yeah, no,
I confined to a seat.
I absolutely would love someday to just have like a tailgate at my house every Sunday and then just watch inside.
Just get all the boys to come.
Are you retired at this point?
Yes, I am retired.
Are we invited to the tailgate?
Yes.
Che has some shit. I
did a hypothetical 10-year flash forward with Sass before you got here. I'm back in Chicago. I'm retired. And why do you keep laughing about the retired part, by the way?
That was not me.
Laugh it up.
That was
Owen. Laugh it up. Funny guy.
I did not even make a noise.
You don't think he'll ever be able to retire? Assess his finances.
I'm retired.
I know he can retire.
I'm retired, and Sass has sold out the United Center. As a comedian, and whether or not he will let me come to the green room. He said yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, because
it's going to be like Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. Like, I'll have you on stage with me. We'll just
but
be
at that point, like, will we...
It's like old times.
Will you be like, I don't know that guy. Fuck it. Fuck him.
No.
Okay, good. I'm happy. That makes me, like, happy inside.
You think it's just going to be a smooth ascent, though? A gondola ride to the top? You're never going to hit one fucking snag in your relationship with Big Cat?
No,
how are you
going
to get over
so.
It? How's your conflict resolution?
No, I think we actually... I would actually argue that Sass and I have already hit our snag and we've overcome it.
Yeah.
So we're
I'm sure there'll be something down the line.
We've never actually had a
suing Barstool.
Yeah, we've never
taken it to the ground with me.
We've never had a real beef, but we've had a clash of ages.
Yeah,
and we've overcome it.
His ageism.
Sass agreed to be a little more mature, and me a little more immature.
Yeah,
we've met in the middle. We're both 26.
That's crazy that in 10 years I'm going to be 30.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Now. And you're going to be what, 60?
You did now?
Yeah.
Under our fucking agreement, that was illegal.
That was good.
In 20 years, you'll be 40, dude.
Yeah, but that's my entire life.
With your
life.
Old ass.
Yeah, you 40 didn't think about
years
that.
Old? Oh, fuck, bro.
Bro, it's you like are 40, right?
Right. It's like
it's incredible.
It's like remember YP? He's like his brain time.
Every year he's like, yo, 3 years ago I was 3 years younger.
Yeah. Bro, like I remember like it was 5 years ago, I was 22.
Like, I feel like shit's moving a lot slower for me recently.
Really?
I feel like I've been 20 for so long. And it's only been 6 months.
20's a long year because you're waiting to be 21.
True.
And then it speeds up, and then you just end up like me, being 50 years old, sitting here.
Yeah.
Looking like a douche.
Wait all
still
the
reading
time,
Coors Light
though.
Ads.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Speaking of which, if you want to slow down time and stop aging so much, crack open a nice cold Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Tastes great from Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado. Slow down and celebrate responsibly. Get Coors Light, the new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/take. Steven, you gestured.
He keeps on gesturing. He must have some fucking
He's got some Dyson facts.
I have some Dyson facts.
God damn it. I
do you? You know your boy.
Back there?
I know my boy. When he's getting Dyson excited facts. Back there, he's got some fucking
what
Dyson
do you got?
Facts.
KB thinks that he's really got this.
We got Dave in the mix, too.
Yeah.
Worth interrupting.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck.
And it's firing day today, isn't it?
Oh, right. Not on firing day. Wait, what are they saying? Get a camera on him. We're reading Big Cat's reaction. He's shaking his head no. He's saying no.
I like that.
They're in the blind spot of the camera. It's worth waiting on the Dyson fact, too, though, because he's going to want to hear this. He'd be dismayed if he got fired and didn't learn about a Dyson. He's looking at his phone. Rico's going to fight Nadu. What the fuck are they looking at? Holy shit. What could be so timely that they would interrupt the biggest earner in the company, the Yak?
Yeah.
What show makes more money than this?
You would think he would have fiscally graduated from the Reebok Club C by now.
Who's that?
Dave.
Oh, shit.
Which ones are those?
Owen's taking shots.
You're putting the man in Rachel B. Man.
Wasted.
The fashion police are coming through. And they're running away. Oh, and Gaz is falling in line.
Oh, no.
This is big.
God damn it.
Not the Gaz business is insider trouble. Piece. Gaz is stirring the fucking pot
right
now.
You see Gaz following the line, it's no good.
Yeah, fuck.
Stay away from those three.
Stay away. All next right, thing you know, Kareem's going to be.
Cut the stream?
Yeah, end it. That's the act.
Credits.
Holy shit, now the suits are coming
in. Oh,
coming
no.
Up. It's churning.
There's an invasion.
Oh, no.
Something bad has happened.
Oh, fuck. This is fucking jarring news.
The security guard's on the phone with his wife saying he loves her.
Fuck.
Oh, where's he getting that big gun
Kelly
from?
Oh, no. She's never
Kelly's
in the vestibule.
She doesn't even walk through the vestibule. She
this
hates
is
to be
bad.
Seen. Oh, fuck. And here comes Rob.
It's
oh,
safe to
fuck.
Assume something horrible has happened.
Wait,
people
do the gun game with Rob. See if he reacts, KB.
Multiples.
What?
Oh, he didn't even react.
Big Cat's coming back.
Oh, no.
Thank God. I was...
My fucking heart's pounding.
How
right
bad
now.
Was it?
He said. No, it was actually. Yeah, it was
We were assuming the worst.
We saw Gaz get in line. Yeah. We saw the suits come in. The security guard was calling his wife.
I don't know if we're going to have jobs anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I love having jobs.
Well, the silver lining, Steven. Dyson fact.
Steven, why don't you try to carry
one
on
more?
Brave face?
I
don't even
know
if we're live anymore because they pulled down everything.
Yeah, we were about to cut it all.
We're like the band on the Titanic right now.
No, it was actually a very us moment because we...
Why isn't Penn on the NASDAQ anymore?
Marty thought he had found like a loophole in a betting loophole and Dave wanted to tell me about it. And then I looked at it and I was like, you guys aren't reading this correctly. And then everyone just went in chaos because they're like, you fucking idiot. So...
Has anyone ever found a betting loophole?
Yeah.
Landlords. I feel like landlords have all the loopholes.
Remember for like 3 hours, the ATM at the Sheets in Kent, Ohio was just spitting out 20s.
Yeah, I've gotten tips.
If you, if, no matter what.
Once in a while.
We all gathered a bunch.
I probably had like 3 or 4 true tips in my life that were like, do this and it will win. And that was a very good feeling.
Yeah.
How does, is that, yeah, how does that even happen? How does a tip happen?
It was just insider. Yeah, just a tip.
Good luck.
Insider tip.
Insider trading.
It's very, very rare.
Which is illegal, by the way.
Well, it's not insider trading.
May as well be.
Sass, don't talk about shit you don't know about, man.
I'm actually very afraid I'm not supposed to talk about that stuff. Trading. I don't really understand it. I feel like if you just have a conversation about anything ever, you could get dinged for it. So that's why I never talk to anyone about anything.
Yeah, that's the smartest way.
There was a guy who I'm pretty sure tried to insider trade with me because he gave me a tip. The stock hasn't gone up, but he's like, it's going to go up.
Okay, that's not insider trading, though, because was it just like a DM that you got?
No, I walked out of a restaurant.
Was it someone that worked at the company?
I don't know. I walked out of a restaurant. He's like, listen, I know. And I was like, okay.
Does that count?
I get
90 DMs a day from people being like, dude, you got to buy ass stock. This shit is going to the roof.
The roof.
There's
just going,
yeah,
it's just going, it's just through going the roof.
To the roof.
It's a one-story building.
And then you put all of your money in it, and it doesn't do anything.
These other stocks are going to the moon.
Because people are just trying to like relive the GameStop and AMC thing.
Yes.
Chase the dragon.
Yeah. It's never going to happen again. So
it will.
I once tried to rig the lingerie football bowl, Super Bowl, but you couldn't bet on it, so it didn't really do anything. I knew the bartender outside of Wrigley was the quarterback for the team.
Really?
Yeah.
She couldn't go full time on the lingerie football.
No,
that's inequality.
No,
let's get a class action going.
No,
I miss the era when the most arousing thing in the world was just women in football.
Yes,
just whatever the combo may be.
Coors
that
Light
was
twins?
The hottest thing.
Yeah,
just hot as fuck.
Just holding a football, wearing a jersey, eye black.
Those were the fucking days. It still plays a little bit, but
sure
there's hotter things. Full porno, I'd say.
pornography, general pornography.
Full frontal usually does it for me.
Yeah, exactly. Or penetration.
No, it's true though. Like the Playboy, whenever they would do the, like the college issue, and it was just a bunch of chicks in the football jerseys on the cover, and you're just like, whoa, these chicks like football.
College is going to be awesome.
These chicks like football and they're hot.
They're going to be able to break down plays with me.
Marry me now. We have everything in common.
Max,
I like hot and football.
And beer.
Imagine like, and you get to like the second week in February and you're like,
what do we have?
This is awkward.
NFL Europe, I guess, is on.
We have 3 kids and a marriage, and now there's no football. So this kind of sucks.
That college girl from Maryland just throwing a football far.
Yes.
I can imagine how HQ2 was buzzing that.
Yeah.
I remember Barstool posted it 1,000 times.
Yeah. Once a year, there'll be a chick.
Yeah, she just threw it really far. And
at a tailgate.
Oh.
Yeah, who's just wearing a t-shirt and jeans and throws a football far, and everyone's like, yo, what's her at?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Or a hot girl who like beats a fat guy in shotgunning.
Yeah. That's still making the rounds in my DMs.
Yeah. I mean, that's like objectively very attractive. There's nothing you can say about that.
Drinking a fast beer.
Fast beer.
Fast beer.
I like
with
fast
belch.
Beers and cold women.
I need a belch, honestly, because otherwise, where does it go?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Where? The butt. It goes out the
goes
butt.
Goes straight to the butt.
Yeah, we'll go out the butt. Maxim was a crazy time, too. Like, is Maxim still on print? Can you go to a magazine stand and cop a Maxim?
Get some ink on fingernail?
Yeah, that would be nice. A glossy page. A woman. It's just, like, scantily clad celebrities and, like, gamer chicks. Sarah. Or is that where Munn's origin story? Was she, like, a Maxim?
Olivia Munn, yes.
I think she was.
Yes. Yes.
Sarah Jean Underwood.
John Mulaney's kid. In her belly.
Sure does.
Are you still doing the Rowan, the airport porn mag?
I had to retire from getting porno at the airport.
Why?
That's probably a good idea.
Just it was a foregone era. Like, they don't even really have it as at as many airports. I have to just buy a Danielle Steele novel if I want to get horny on a flight these days. Yeah. I have limited options. But I used to fly with the porno, Owen, back in the day.
Wow, that's illegal.
No, I would buy one at the airport. I'd buy a publicly traded. I go to the duty free and get a taxless Playboy.
There's a I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to give her any of the attention that she so desperately craves. But people could probably figure it out. It's a person who hates Barstool and had a book that she wrote recently. And she did an interview.
Michelle Obama.
Yes, I saw an interview where she was talking about how at her work at a radio station in Chicago, she was there was just dudes just watching porn at all hours. And I was like, never in the history of an office do like that would be so uncomfortable to be like, hey, Sass, come over here. Watch this chick get drilled.
I saw that. She said she would get there 2 to 3 hours early to prepare, and the male coworkers would get there 10 minutes before, watch porn, and then go on there.
No one watches porn in group settings.
What would be the
point? If they did, that would be fucking awesome.
There's people... Like,
what would be the purpose of
get
that?
Get horny with your boys, dude. What are you fucking talking about?
I hope they did.
The last time you watch porn in a group setting is when, like, right before you fully hit puberty and, like, all your friends are like, holy shit, what's this Cinemax shit?
And then
you're like, okay, this is weird.
You're enticed by it before you're aroused by
it. Right, exactly. You're like, oh, this is bad. Like, we shouldn't be watching this. And then
I remember that first time, though.
Yeah, and then it clicks, and then you're like, yo, you know what I don't want is my boys around when I'm watching some porn.
It's at the very onset of puberty.
Yes,
you
right.
Try it
One
out.
One guy in the room has gone through puberty. He's a creep.
The first guy, the first guy who went through puberty is a creep.
It's a creep because he hangs out with everyone else watching
physiologically.
Porn.
Physiologically.
With his
hairy armpits.
He actually can do something about it.
Perverts are never late bloomers.
Yeah, true. Fact. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah, that guy, if you are that guy in your crew, you're a creep.
Yeah.
Just so you know, to this day.
Because
you were...
I don't want to escape that.
You were 13 watching porn with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Why'd TJ get out of there so fast when we started talking about it?
Jeez.
Where's TJ?
A little too on the nose there, Tej?
I remember, though, we had a sleepover after a Little League game, and I had seen... tits and butts before.
Oh.
And then I saw a pussy.
Yeah. And then everything changed.
First time I
and
saw
you're
any
a pussy
of that
guy.
Stuff was...
and I liked it.
I watched the internship uncensored version in like sixth grade.
There's pussy in it?
They said the N word tits, though.
All right. It's good thing that we have our truce. Because when you do that stuff, it bumps me out.
Yeah. Why?
Because I was like 28 when the internship came out.
I think I was in sixth grade. Maybe seven.
That really bumps me out.
Oh, KB just had started following you on Twitter.
Yeah. That was kind of when I was popping
probably.
Off.
I'm gonna give credit to my guy Owen because I remember his first day here. What everyone who comes to Barstool, they walk in the front door and we say, "All right, are you a tits or ass guy?" And Owen was like, "Pussy."
Please, a pussy.
Oh God, broke the mold with you, brother.
I don't even look at the tits.
It's like
ass.
Voting
I'm
green.
Just going for that puss.
Oh, you like Ralph Nader, huh? Yeah. This boy's out there. Unbelievable. I remember one of my buddies in like sixth grade, he printed out pictures of a girl sucking dick. And I was like, dude, you're gay. There's a dick in this. I'm like, what is this, bro? You got a dick in your porno?
When I first started watching porn, I think I was like strictly watching like lesbian porn.
It's gay, bro.
I'm still low-key a proponent of that theory. I skip the blowjob.
You do?
Entirely.
Wow.
Tap, 15 plus. I don't want to see it.
That's fucked, dude. You gotta warm up.
Yeah, you're gonna get hurt.
I have before.
You show up to the gym. Start
I've been
benching
hurt.
250.
Yeah.
Even stretch those arms out.
That is a great metaphor.
Skip to back shots, or what are you doing?
Whatever the first position is.
Jesus
KB Christ. Actually just goes right to the end.
Not even insertion.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to see it happening fast.
There was a guy outside our building pushing a city bike that's kind of spray painted black, and he's just like shouting, "This ain't a city bike no more." He's proud as hell. I was like homeless people, it's a terrible situation, but it is awesome.
If the city
their
bike
baseline
is the best.
Mood is higher than mine.
For sure.
He was ecstatic.
I mean, that's
it was
a
cool.
Great move. Yeah. Just be like, I don't know what
he wasn't riding
about.
It, though, just pushing it.
And he's a pirate. He just pirated
if
the bike.
The city bike is the best bike you can steal. You fucked up. Because those bikes are bad.
Yeah, they are.
They're clunkers.
I think clunkers.
The you're pedaling so hard and you're going like 1 mile per hour.
you can adjust it.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Gears? Are First you talking about gears?
There's three gears.
What type of magic is this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's sorcery.
I did not know that. But I also, no, I strictly ride the electric
Wait,
one,
you did
so.
Know that, though, right? You knew that. You knew what gears were on a
Yeah,
bike.
No, I didn't know okay. There were gears on the city bikes.
Okay,
though.
Got it. I was like,
right,
Jesus
right
Christ.
Handle.
Oh, wow.
Sass gets on every bike ever. He's like, it's a one speed.
This is hard. We're going uphill, and I'm going nowhere.
I saw the other day a homeless woman who was at least 90 years old. And not like a looking 90.
She was probably
she was
30.
True 90.
Yeah.
No,
true
90. She was a true 90. She looked 120.
You what? Checked her ID.
Yeah, yeah. How do you know she's a true 90?
You know. You
a true tell. 90 is not like a common occurrence. A true 90?
If you saw her, you would know.
No, I bet she was fucking.
Yeah.
She was 90. 43. She, yeah,
you
she
were
was
43. Wrong. Maybe she was Benjamin Button.
I'll find her.
Okay.
Find Please. Her and bring her in.
Hurry up.
And she'll be 14 years old by the time you do that.
Sure.
Damn. Shout out to her. Did you no. I have favorite homeless people that I like that I go out of way to give money to.
There, I used to give money to this guy at CVS, but
it is crazy that like,
feels
it,
good.
It's very and not to get political, but it is insane that like we can't solve a homeless crisis in a country that has this much money. That's aside, but
here comes Libcat.
Here comes Libcat. Yeah. When it was COVID,
no,
when it was the peak of COVID, and like we, it was Ron and I were like the only two people who were coming to the office. This block was a scene.
Going
like,
on,
we
this
would get jerked off into all the time.
Into
yeah.
coming
into.
Coming on this
into
block just
face.
On the weekends, it's yeah. even like way worse.
Yeah. Into
solve it. Fuck De Blasio.
Wearing a JJO bracelet.
Fuck Cuomo. Who's yeah. the new one?
The new what?
Garcetti. Governor Garcetti?
Garcetti.
Yeah.
Fuck Garcetti. Nah.
Fuck
Cuomo.
Garcetti.
Yeah, else? New York's a
fuck
shit
Yang.
Show.
I actually don't think New York's that bad. I think people just overstate everything.
I think we just live in a bad area. I've come to that conclusion.
I don't think we live in a bad area at all. Oh,
no,
you.
No, he no yeah, yeah, you don't.
Yeah, yeah, no, I do not.
Yeah, we actually don't.
I thought you meant
area.
This. I thought you meant this office was in a bad area.
Well, it is.
Yeah, not really.
The biggest complaint about your area is too many proposals.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Or just photographers from all over the world desperate to see the beautiful scenery.
Stop
like,
the
get out of here.
I don't think anyone's ever
too
even brought
beautiful.
A camera to our neighborhood.
No, no. It's too beautiful.
Dude, like maybe I a saw crime scene investigator. A homeless guy getting head one time, standing up, and he just looked at us and winked.
That, I mean, game respect game.
What if it was just like a CEO that was topping him off? Just like
probably.
A wealthy-ass woman.
Game respect
game.
Game
respect's game, man. If I was a CEO, I'd top off the homeless.
Yeah.
And that's facts.
Give back.
Thank you.
That would be a funny take on American Psycho. Instead of killing the homeless, he just sucks them all off.
Is that one of your favorite movies? I haven't seen that movie in a while.
No, I don't think so. I like it, but it's not one of my favorites.
Book was better.
I never read the book.
What? You know, it's directed by a woman. The book.
Well, that explains. That explains a lot.
I got to read the new Michael Lewis book. Mike, that's a cheat code for everyone. Michael Lewis, if he comes out with a new book, there's like a 95% chance it becomes a movie.
I bought it.
So you get ahead of it. Yeah, so you got to get ahead of it. Yeah. I bet you it will be a movie.
Who
he
is
writes
Michael
movies.
Lewis?
He's
Who is
Moneyball,
oh,
Big Short.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude. The guy just Blindside.
What?
Guy just makes
he just makes
book
movies. Book movies.
And then you Shut read up. The book, and mm-hmm. then you can tell everyone that you read the book yeah. 2 years ago.
That's what I used to do with Pilkey, Dave Pilkey.
Well, who's Dave Pilkey?
If you know, you know.
Well, tell us what we know. What?
If you know, you know.
Okay, fine.
He had a run.
You want to be fucking stingy with your authors? Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, we're doing book shit.
Yeah, you want to fucking... Keep that shit from me.
Give us a fucking Dyson fact while we're at
it. I don't
it,
have it.
That Dozen question, by the way, where Jeff asked us books was high comedy because
why don't we run it back? Because I know none of these guys watched it. What are the 25 best book series of all time?
Harry Potter.
We got that.
Lord
one.
Of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Magic Treehouse.
Twilight.
Yes.
There's no way that's true. Magic Treehouse was
Magic
on
School
it?
Bus?
There's like 8,000 Magic Treehouse books.
I never even heard
Can you
of
pull
that.
Up the clip of the
you
question?
That's by Mary Pope Osborne. I met her.
Are you, am I right?
The
they, yeah. That's a thing, Magic
There's
Treehouse.
Like 70 of them.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Yes, we got that.
I'm running out
I was
of juice.
Literally
Hatchet.
I was doing the trivia
Wasn't
from...
Wasn't there a sequel?
I Survived.
I was doing the trivia from my son's bedroom, and I was looking at his book shelf. Giant's cheap. I was like Frank with his pennies.
I Am Malala.
Was Diary of a Wimpy Kid not one?
I don't think so.
Captain Underpants.
I think Kite maybe Runner. One of those?
Well, those are two
James Bond we got?
Captain Goosebumps?
Oh, boy. No, right, no, no. Jeff, no. Come on, Jeff. It's rethink this. Are you rethink this. Are you like sports books? Is that what we're doing here?
Because do a different one.
We can all take something else.
It's gettable.
I only know like five books.
It's gettable.
The Bible.
I'm going to note something. Lord of the Rings is not on here.
This would be incredible if it was literally each name team books. Named five books.
I think we'd still probably fail.
I would freeze on round four, no doubt.
So it has to be a series. A series of books.
Lord of the Rings is not on here. Lord of the Rings, they don't know how to like properly tabulate how many have been sold. So it's not an answer. Don't throw Lord of the Rings out there because sometimes it's all one book.
Book knowledge.
Here we go. Yak, I'm done reading the question. Your 10 seconds will begin. Che, last thing you say is your team's answer. Rudy, you as well. Rudy, you're always a good player, and you say final answer. You can just say the answer. Just not to be the final. Don't
shout out, Rudy.
Name the top 23 best-selling book series of all time of the year 2018, according to World Atlas.
Oh, I got
Harry
one.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's the only one I got. Harry Potter.
Good job.
We need to get Harry Potter before they did.
And Lord of the Rings does not count.
I think we
spent so long saying
four. The Bible?
The Bible!
The sequel to that.
Oh my
you didn't God. Say anything.
I took the Bible.
I'm thinking so hard.
How does the Bible not count?
Clancy, like Splinter Cell or some shit like that.
It's a good idea.
Five,
that's cool.
Four, three.
James Bond!
Two.
James Bond.
I didn't know that was a book.
How about like Jack Ryan books, Patriot Games? Would Jack Ryan books suffice?
I would accept that answer. Five.
Jack Ryan.
The only genre of books is just action movies.
That seems like...
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Game of Thrones. Say Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is Lord of the Rings.
What a question.
No!
No!
What?
I think we go Tom Clancy.
What? That's just the author, though. You gotta.
I don't know any. No, what are the old?
What are the
two?
Old...
Rudy,
Tom Clancy.
Rudy, what'd you say?
Tom Clancy.
What about like the Divergent books and shit like that, or
children's books? What about children's games?
Hunger Games.
Oh, it wasn't one.
Your mom, you need to stay alive.
All right, I want to know what the list is.
Yeah, we're getting to it.
In 2018?
Oh, you're right.
Three.
Tucker Max.
Two. Rudy, I need something.
Kid. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Guess what? You're alive. That's on there.
Whoa! Let's fucking go!
Yeah, 10 seconds for the win here.
They got no shot at naming another series.
But we need one.
Berenstain Bears or some shit.
I'm sitting in my son's room.
Jay, three. Jay, two.
Berenstain Bears.
I didn't know that was a book. I thought it was
one that you
Bears was on there.
That was four. So pathetic.
Four book series.
I also just realized the Bible's not a series.
Hey, what is it? Pause it.
All right, here's the rest.
Goosebumps.
That makes sense.
Clifford?
Clifford the Big Red Dog? 50 Shades of Grey we should have gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not, like, that's the thing is, even when they showed the answers, I was like, I still don't know.
What are the ones on the bottom?
Peter Rabbit, Star Wars.
Nah.
Star Wars a book?
Yeah.
I was afraid to say it because I thought it would have sounded really
tough. How far do you think you
Nancy
need to get
Drew makes
if you were under pressure, if you were under pressure and we said everyone has to name a book until...
A healthy 11.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe nine.
Nine books? Come on. Nine books?
Then, what are you, a genius?
Well, your brain would just start like...
I feel like any book.
Any book.
Yeah, if you...
All right, go.
Let's go 5 seconds.
No, please, let's not do this.
No, I want to see Sass do it. Just Sass.
Any book, because it have to be...
Yeah.
You have 5 seconds per book, and it resets every 5 seconds.
And one, if you don't get it in five
two,
seconds, you're out.
Three, four... Five.
Oh, wait. I thought you were counting down to start.
You got zero. All right, go.
All right, am I starting?
Yes.
Harry Potter.
One, two, three.
Factotum.
Four, five.
Okay.
Ham on Rye.
Two, okay.
Post Office.
Okay.
One.
The
two,
art, the subtle art three, of not giving a fuck.
One, two, three. Four,
Clifford.
One,
okay.
Two. Three.
Can't use ones
four,
for that.
Five.
Right, yeah, that's 5 seconds.
See?
I take it back.
Not book guys.
But when you're counting, it's way harder.
all I can hear.
That's
in the
what
back
we just said.
You.
Under pressure,
yeah. It is
right
under
pressure.
Yeah.
Like naming, it's like the old Billy Eichner when he went up.
I just blanked.
Name a woman.
Name a woman. Name a woman.
Yeah. God, we were talking about that. Yesterday.
It's like I don't know.
Yeah. What are the?
Name a woman.
What was the name of a black guy? Was funny.
Keep going.
Name a black guy.
Either way, it was Fergie. It's sometimes, I guess it shouldn't be funny how stupid we are, but it is funny.
Yeah, it is.
And also
funny.
Sad.
It's funny. No.
It's a little sad.
Well, smart people just don't, like, participate in the same shit. Like, they're not going to concerts or watching sports on the weekend or anything like that.
They didn't know Annabelle Sanchez threw a no-hitter for the Miami Marlins.
They had no idea what number, like, Carlos Beltran was. Yeah. They just don't know shit like that. It's like, okay, you're smart. Like, you know, policies and, like, the fucking
policies.
Central America or some shit.
You know policies.
Imagine knowing policies.
I don't know policies. I have no policies.
That might
name
be
a
the
policy.
Most boring word
name
in
a
the
policy.
World.
Policies. Name a policy.
Wanna be law.
Name a policy.
I don't know.
Kindness is the best.
No shoes, no service.
What's the best policy?
No shoes, no shirt, no
honesty
service.
Honesty is the best policy.
Honesty.
Honesty. Honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
That's real shit.
Put that on my grave.
Yo, is Dave trying to steal numbies?
Yeah, and he's pawning it off as his own,
so,
by the way.
I'm happy we brought that up.
Or he said his girlfriend told him about it.
Unfortunately, there's nothing he can do about that.
I know. I've been tagged in it like 100 times.
He's trying to plant his flag in numbies. Yeah.
He's like, he's like
Christopher Columbus.
He's like, they're doing numbies. I love saying that, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's over. It's over for
we
you.
We stopped saying it because we were saying it for too long.
Too much numbies. We were doing too many numbies. And then fucking Christopher Columbus comes up and fucking, let's give him that word. Makes me think that he didn't come up with Hardo.
Ooh.
Now, come on.
Come on.
I don't mean that. I don't mean it, but it makes
How could
me
you
think
do
that.
Starts making me question Smoke Show.
Stop.
Queen of the Toys?
Stop.
Where did Viva come from?
No, stop. I promise you.
Stop.
I promise
Spanish
you.
Spanish will.
Now brought down the entire company. Am I the only one who, when people say numbies, I just think of cocaine?
Oh, like little numbies?
Yeah. Okay, fine. All right.
Fun.
I think of numbers.
Okay, cocaine.
I was just asking. When he kept on saying it, I was like, what's going on here? But yeah, it's stolen. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
You never get it back.
And we're not going to say it anymore.
We don't
you
say
should
that.
See, you should do like a Michael Scott situation where Daryl gives him fake slang. You should come up with a phrase and see if it finds its way to Dave.
It's honestly fan behavior.
Dave is the biggest one.
He said he's... going on the pod, no?
He said he would come on the pod.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
That'll do
numbies.
Numbers.
Well, yes. Numbers. Hard R's. Hard R's for us now.
I don't know what we would talk about with Dave for an hour. Me and him have never even made eye contact
before.
Well,
that'd be a good place to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could give you your performance reviews. Like, you could talk about all the things that you've wanted to talk about, all the imaginary conversations you've had.
Yeah, probably so
you definitely had. I'm going to go into his office.
You can tell him
how your dad is. Your dad looks up to Dave as his idol.
Yeah,
and has for a very long time. Yeah. Viva! You should do a Viva chant with him.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Dude, the Viva chant, Ron and I got.
We want
to.
Me and
Owen
were talking about. We want
to
ask.
You going?
We got the whole
all
fucking
the advertisers
crowd
were fucking
Viva.
Going nuts. It was incredible.
Remember the idea we had for the sketch, Rona, where we were all wearing
Jankos.
And then Dave walks into the office in skinny jeans. We talked about it on Son of a Boy Dad, like one of our first episodes. I want to make it really bad.
Was it one of your best episodes?
No.
Damn.
The episode we did this week was one of our funnier ones.
And the numbies support that.
I don't say it if it's a bad episode. So I don't want to misguide people.
It's like a peach review.
Yeah.
But is it even a sketch or is it a prank on Dave that we're just all wearing Jenkos?
I think it was a sketch.
Dude, I have a guy
Donat,
who hates
bro.
Your pizza review.
So
that
good.
Was so fun.
What?
Bosco.
Enrico said he has guys.
He threatened him on Pick'em. He threatened Dave. Dave and I do this thing where we pretend that we don't realize Rico's on a text chain and talk about him.
Yeah.
And then when he's like, fuck you guys, we're like, oh, fuck, we didn't know you were on there.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got some guys. I got some dark alley guys that I could add you to a text chain. Guys who don't like your pizza reviews. Freddie Hammer, cold callers. One of the wildest threats of all time.
That can't be true. Especially with the new high score alert that just came in this week.
I got that 9-3?
9-3 out in BK.
Christ. Yeah, I saw that. I got to go there.
Got to go out. The line's probably crazy now, though.
Luigi's. I broke my phone. I dropped it and went to it, yeah.
Holy shit. Viva.
It was good.
Viva. Fucking Viva, man.
Romance.
How about a Dyson fact, though, Steve?
Yeah, what
You've
is
been
it?
Sitting on this. Just,
all right. So KB sent me a text.
Okay.
Wait, do the Roman swipes read first,
Roman swipes.
I don't have it. I don't do a printout.
Come on, bro.
Roman swipes. Roman swipes.
Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, fast acting, and do not require a prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in a discreet, unmarked package, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go.
Where
that
do
is
you
it.
Swipe it?
On your penis. Go to getroman.com/yak to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's getroman.com/yak.
Swipe your penis.
Okay, so KB sent me a text to confirm the inexpensive price of a Dyson. So, KB, I've gotten that tweet you sent me.
Just pull it up.
Pulled up. This Dyson cordless vacuum alternative costs only $80. Mr. Zah, please click on that link.
God damn it. Oh, man.
Damn, he got
you.
Yo, he got you.
Oh, he is cackling in there.
I sent you two texts.
Oh, you just sent me one just now.
No, I must have just came through.
Literally just now.
What are you listening to, Sass?
Sass, what are you listening to?
If I could swipe.
This says, take $80 off a refurbished Dyson Animal 2.
Refurbished?
Dude, that never get the refurbished.
You took it to a body shop? Someone's underneath the hood of your Dyson trying to fucking install a six-cylinder?
Where's Brandon?
Here.
What is he doing? He doesn't like us no more?
Oh, he is here.
Brandon's about to be brothers-in-law with Stu.
Ooh.
Stu Finer? Is David Brandon?
Oh, yeah. What happened there? Were lines crossed or no?
I mean, Stu Finer?
Yeah, habitual
ask yourself
line stepper.
That question.
He's a habitual line stepper.
Stu Finer.
Crushed, sniffed, and crossed.
Loves overstepping lines.
Nothing crossed.
It's his favorite thing to do.
And I love that about him.
I love that about him. Yeah. That's why he's not an employee.
You see the TikTok of the guy who went on a date with a girl, beat her in pool, and then...
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I enjoyed
that. Dude posting their W's, and he went home. He beat a girl in pool, and then he just left.
Sick.
So sick. She didn't even get a chance to... Shoot.
He got a free drink. He went home and he fucked all of his roommates, his homies.
They watched porn together and jerked off. They got hard together and did their show 10 minutes later.
So
that's pretty fucking sweet.
We got 7 more minutes.
Who's here tomorrow?
I will be here tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, great.
You in here?
I'm not.
I might bring in a musical guest tomorrow.
Gable Stevenson's in the city.
Really? Have him come in.
Run Link game?
Who the fuck is Gable
and
Stevenson?
Two of my wrestling boys.
Are they with that? So you have the link. You don't need the link.
Who's Gable Stevenson?
He's the
American hero.
Stevenson. Stevenson.
Stevenson, dumbass.
Stevenson. Why did you say Stevenson?
It's hard.
It is hard. It's one of those names that's like, come on, dude, just put an extra.
Yeah. It's missing an N.
Yeah.
We need to give him an N.
Mm-hmm. So you need me a link?
I don't know if I can make that call just inviting people into the office.
Why wouldn't you be able to? What are the security guards going to stop Gable Stevenson?
All right, tell him to come through.
Yeah, tell him to come through. That'd be cool. He's a Barstool athlete. Have him come on. That'd be sick. It'd actually be great to watch him wrestle you.
Now I'm going to wrestle Johnny DeJulius.
Okay. That's a made-up name.
No.
Johnny DeJulius.
We should hire him. He's always,
what does he do?
He's always doing
wrestle.
Extreme things like skydiving, but like
jumping
to
out
the
of
next
an,
level,
I'm jumping out
free
of a
jumping.
Helicopter.
You about to take Donnie's spot, bro? Donnie's doing our extreme shit.
I ain't doing that.
Donnie DeJulius?
Johnny.
Johnny Julius.
With a D? And Dylan Johnny Palacio. With a D? Yeah.
Johnny like Julius or Donnie Julius? Johnny.
Like Django? Like Johnny?
Is there a D? Is
it begins
a D,
with
D?
A J.
JD?
Johnny.
Come on, boys.
A Juris Doctorate? Or he's a DJ?
Yeah, which one?
I might have a musical guest named Jack Kays coming tomorrow.
No, what?
Just, every time
wrestling is just always a mockery. It can't be anything but a mockery to you guys. I can never talk about it seriously.
It is so funny.
They just suppress all
every
of
time KB brings up wrestling, like, my one true can't passion. Let him
nothing. Never
just
once.
Just even his name, we just have to just zero. Bash it.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
That's I'm not going to change.
We should let you spread your wings.
Yeah.
But
I don't,
we won't.
Listen, we're not going to change our behavior, but we acknowledge that our behavior is wrong.
Got you. Thank you.
That's what drives him to drink, I think.
Johnny DeJulius.
If we just let him be himself, he wouldn't be drinking as much.
And Johnny DeJulius is like the James Harden of wrestling. He's the 10th best player.
Really?
He's tough.
Really? Who's the GOAT right now?
Gable. He won the American, he won the gold medal.
Spencer Lee for college.
So he's like Durant.
He was on bussing.
What about Ferrari?
He's up there. National champ.
Love it. Badass.
You got to know a lot.
Ferrari's
the man.
My biggest problem is when I do a bit of like fake fandom, it just slowly ends up, because I love sport, I slowly end up becoming a real fan. Like,
that's
it happened
KB
with soccer.
Yeah, or
soccer
golf,
I like.
Filipino
disc
architecture.
Golf, yeah. Soccer, lacrosse.
No.
Yeah.
Who's the goat at LAX these days?
He just retired. Paul Rabel.
Rabel's the goat, dude.
He's the new goat.
Rabel's such the goat.
I don't know who the new goat is. Rambo?
The guy who plays for Duke, maybe?
Bakari Rambo?
Matt
Rambo?
Probably
one of my high school bullies.
Rambo?
Mac O'Keefe.
One of my tormentors.
Yeah. Everyone from my high school went like D1 in lacrosse.
And they all made fun of you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Look at well, guess what? When we sell out the United Center...
They're not going to be invited to the green
room. Uh-uh.
Pussies.
Oh, there's Brandon.
Oh.
Fucking jerk off. Let's see if we can get him in here, and then the minute he sits down, we'll end the show.
Yeah.
Nah, let's flip it on him, because that's what he'd expect from us.
Brandon!
Here he is, just sauntering in.
He's pissed.
So what's
He might be Michael from The Office,
what's the deal
actually.
Here? What's the deal here? You just don't do this show anymore?
No. Where's Nick? Right when...
Where's you?
Where are you, bro?
Yeah.
Focus on yourself.
You showed up 57 minutes late, and you're like, hey, where's Nick?
right when Pick Central ended, Jen Simons came and got me and said, we have the Sling TV people, the executives up there, they want to meet with you. So I had to go to a meeting with Sling TV for the Brandon Walker College Football
for
Show.
For 57 minutes.
You ever been in those meetings?
Must have been a big meeting.
What'd they say?
Your
show sucks. Wish we had Lowering the Bar.
The Brandon Walker College Football Show is the number one show on Sling TV.
What?
Let's go. Congrats. Mm-hmm.
On the Barstool Channel.
Okay.
On the Barstool Channel.
How many shows
the only show we have.
Big difference there.
Well, yeah, we put a lot of things on there.
We have shows?
Well, yeah, we put the College Football Show on there. We put everything on there. Put every show we got. Put the dozen on there.
Son of a Boy Dad? Is it on there?
Probably not.
We had you had a Michael Scottish moment before the...
do a Michael Scottish voice.
That's what she said. before you got Candace, the first clip of that when they were like, hey, can you hear me? And you were like, no. And you like looked in the like control room and gave him like a nod or something like that. Like,
look how clever I am. Yeah,
destroyed their asses.
No, I thought I was having fun. I thought I was getting the jump on that guy.
Yeah, he had your ass.
He buried me.
But
he did fail
jackpot.
The first time. He asked me if I drove a Yukon, and he didn't pounce on that opportunity. I don't remember why.
Like
he
Yukon
didn't.
Suck these nuts or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. That was the first setup. I didn't get it.
Yep.
And then Candace just got me. I. When did we get all these new dick in your mouth jokes?
Oh, brother, you're missing out, man.
They've been around for years.
How many are there? I didn't know Candace was one.
Yeah, no, that one's biblical.
There's like 40.
40. You can really make them out of anything.
You know what I mean?
Can y'all make a list so I don't get got like that again?
No, brother. Because there'll always be a new one. There's always some Bart Simpson out there who will be coming up with...
the hot new dick in your mouth joke.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Didn't Stu get you with one of those?
It's hard to keep up.
What?
There's one that people keep tweeting me, SawCon. What's that?
Suck on this dick.
Okay, that's what it is. Every like day I get some random person being like, hey, you going to SawCon? And yeah. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I know enough to know.
Ligma?
Well,
Slaw Bunnies is the new one that I didn't know.
And also, I mean, if your show...
Slaw Bunnies?
What's that?
Can't I've heard
What's
that
Slaw
one.
Slaw Bunnies. Yeah, I haven't seen... Do you like potato salad or Slaw Bunnies?
Oh,
Slaw Bunnies nuts? Yeah, yeah.
I think
that's a TJ?
Who's someone dropped Matter Baby on me the other day?
What's that?
Huh?
What's the matter?
So what is it?
Someone...
what's the payoff here?
Is it so fucked up that you can't
Give
say?
Give us a fucking payoff.
Someone dropped Matter Baby on me.
What's the matter, baby?
Oh, God. Yeah,
there it is. Nothing. Fuck. You.
Brandon, another
That's it? Sup, dog?
Yeah.
Right, I gotta go do the pro football show.
Yeah, me too.
Good luck.
No,
forgot we had that today.
You guys can keep going.
You guys will probably cover fitness on that show. Fitness dick in your mouth. Let's get the fuck out of here. It's the act. It's the act. It's your drive, yeah.